Hi, everyone. Welcome to this week's official podcast, episode 230. I was waiting. I was going to see if anyone else wanted to take it. No one else took it, so I took it. Usually, I interrupt someone during the intro, and it's a whole ordeal. So, I was patient this time. 230, hosts, Andrew, Charlie, Kaya, myself, Jackson. We're all here. And we're ready.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Very glad to be here.
What do you guys want to talk about? Should we talk about the big news of the week? Probably the biggest news of the year so far. Eat what that pussy 445.
Who is this man? Everybody is sending me this fucking man's name. Can you guys educate me?
Yeah. So he was a super popular YouTuber probably over the last like 10 years, right, Charlie? He's been big on the platform for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I think he's got 2 million subs, so he's a big YouTuber. And then earlier this year, he was caught in another YouTuber's sting operation, basically. Like, you know, those prank YouTubers who set up pedophile stings or whatever. Somehow they actually got him
to
come out.
It's not really a prank, is it?
No. But, so...
Epic prank, bro. I'm sending you to prison.
it was a group called Predator Poachers. So they basically, that's what they do on YouTube or for YouTube content. They set up sting operations and then lure people out and stick a video, a camera in their face and get their reaction and whatever. Pretty annoying shit, in my opinion. But as far as internet prank or things like that on the internet go, it's like, it's fine.
I don't like those channels. There's like dozens of them and people always send them to me and none of them are ever as good as To Catch a Predator.
No.
I think that was a one-time thing. It's over, guys. Just let's be happy about the time we had with Chris Hansen. It's never going to be the same. No matter how many times Chris Hansen tries to restart it, even himself, he's washed up and no one else has his charm that he had in his youth. It's over.
Well, it's not even the charm or whatever. It's just the fact that Chris Hansen did it like in collaboration with actual professionals and with actual law enforcement. These are literally just fucking YouTubers trying to get clicks from pedophilia, basically, or from people from pedophiles. Yeah, from sticking cameras in their face for the reactions. Anyway, EDP, he got caught. He tried to show up to solicit a 13-year-old. He did solicit a 13-year-old through the internet as well, technically, since they had an account set up as a 13-year-old. And so he was sending nudes and stuff. And like, we've talked about this in the past quite a bit, Kaya. Like, we always say that we should wait for proof or whatever. I mean, there's direct video evidence of him showing up and point blank admitting to the camera that yes, he is here to meet up with a 13. That was the craziest thing to me. Like, he didn't even try to deny it.
Oh, I didn't watch the video.
Oh man, he
does a lot more than that. They say this. They like ask if this is his first time. He's like, nope. You've done it before.
Yep.
Okay, I was gonna reserve judgment and use the word alleged, but if it's
not
that alleged. Bad.
Well, it's not even alleged because he did show up. He did show up. Like, this video proof of him showing up. And deepfakes aren't that impressive.
I would have said even after he shows up, I you could argue that, hey, we need to see the original, like, messages. What did he show up to, right? I'm not going to just take your word for it that you pretended to be 13, but if he's on video admitting the age, that's a whole different thing.
Yeah, it's
chat logs and everything.
It's like he showed up on camera asking where the 13-year-old is. He like, where are you guys keeping that 13-year-old? I came here for the 13-year-old. Where is she?
Really?
No, he didn't directly say that, but that's how it seemed like, because he seemed pretty fine with admitting that he was there to see a 13-year-old, like surprisingly fine with admitting that he was there to see a 13-year-old.
So they use the age, like they explicitly say 13 years old.
Oh yeah, a lot. Okay. It was 13 Jesus. Or 14, one of the other.
13.
Yeah. But I was just interested in this situation because of the contrast between the situations that we've talked about over the past few weeks where we've kind of said it's overrated or that we need to wait for more information or evidence. And
overrated?
And then, well, like, the claims of sleeping with a 20
exaggerated
20, 20 yeah, year
exaggerated
old
exaggerated and overrated are two very different things.
Yeah, over exaggerated then.
The, fucking I was kids is overrated, you guys.
I was mostly talking about the 20 year old scandal case where he fucked a 20 year old and they were claiming it was pedophilia. It was overrated.
So, well, that is gross. I mean, that, how can, what baffles me every single time with these guys, I get caught on camera, especially like during the To Catch a Predator episodes too, is like, look at yourself in the mirror, right, dude? And then stop to think for a second if any 13-year-old would actually want to fuck you. Are you kidding me? You're super morbidly obese. You look like you smell. You're fucking gross. You're bald. You have pedophile glasses. I'm like talking generally about how they usually look. You're revolting. Why would a child want to meet with you? You idiot.
Because they have such a strong, kind personality.
Yeah.
And 13-year-olds love personalities.
Yeah. Well, wait, Kaya, I'm a bit confused. Are you judging someone's physical appearance as the metric children did use to find them attractive?
You piece of shit.
What? I'm just saying they're fucking gross. They're the kind of children that we grow up being told by our parents to never trust and never, like, get in the van or accept candy from them. And these guys think, yeah, this 13-year-old, I'm totally gonna meet up with her on fucking Tinder or whatever, and we're gonna date. Like, what? How the fuck did he think this relationship is gonna work?
Relationship.
And this fat man is walking around. What was he gonna do? So I'm really curious about the dating plans here. Is he gonna take her to Starbucks? Sit her like father and daughter?
What are you talking about?
What's his plan?
You've explicitly watched hundreds of hours of people like getting caught as pedophiles. You should probably know what his plan was. Yeah, it was to probably meet her and then take her somewhere, but not somewhere public.
Oh, you never know. I mean, they're fucking bold now. If he's just publicly dating, this guy was clearly not very, I don't know. Was there a lot of shame involved if he's just openly admitting, like, where's a 13-year-old, bro?
Yeah, I mean, there was shame there, but he was pretty, like, openly admitting that he was there to see the 13-year-old.
So, is this now illegal matter? Because I remember when Chris Hansen did this, I remember that they hooked up with Perverted Justice, which is this online watchdog group. But in the initial episodes, they didn't work with the police yet. And I think in one episode, the police said that because they were not officially deputized by the police, the work that the news crew did, that Chris Hansen was doing, wasn't official or legal. Like, you can bait this pedophile into meeting you. You can pretend to be 13, but because you're not officially a member of law enforcement, we can't arrest them for what you've done. So I think they only started arresting them and getting them in trouble after the police got involved. So this YouTube channel doesn't work with the cops, does it?
No, hell no.
The guy behind the YouTube channel is also a racist. Like, there's a lot of videos of him where he's just dropping the N-word constantly and, like, insulting black people. It's really weird. Like, the guy's an actual racist, not like Twitter's definition of a racist where he, like, made, like, an edgy tweet or something. The guy has so many videos of him just dropping the N-word. Like, he calls BLM hotlines and just says the N-word. Like, the guy's a real piece of shit. And there's, like...
What is his name?
And there's, like, I think... I forgot his name, to be honest. It's, like, Alex or something.
What's the channel, Jackson? Sorry.
Yeah, Chet Goldstein. Chet Goldstein's the channel. And the guy also has, like, a there's another video spreading where he's talking to one of his, like, 13-year-old decoys or something, pretending to be, like, gathering things that a predator wants, but it's really just him watching. So he's like, take off your shirt, the predator wants it, and weird shit like that.
Well, at least To Catch a Predator was wholesome with that. Like, they would hire just, like, short-looking adult actresses, basically, and actors. I mean, we all remember the fucking the middle-aged man they hired to act as a 14-year-old boy. I'll never forget that guy. It's like, standing at 2 meters tall, like, he just got drafted for the NBA, waving in a fucking pedophile, like, my mommy and daddy aren't home, come in! So this guy uses actual children?
I don't know. Apparently they are actual kids that he uses for decoys, which doesn't really make them a decoy. It just means he's asking a kid to do it.
Yeah.
That's still up in the air.
Wait,
but the guy's a huge piece of shit.
If that's true,
he's
such a piece of shit for putting actual children in harm's way. What the fuck?
Yeah, I don't know if they're actual kids. I have no way of knowing. The internet says they are, but you can't really trust that. Either way, it's still fucking weird to be asking those things of the decoy, pretending it's a predator that wants it.
You're totally gonna get him. So bend over and clap your ass cheeks and say I'm 14.
Yeah, it's been a wild ride. Like they did one good thing, and they wouldn't even release the video until it got fully monetized by YouTube. Like, it is abhorrent, the people behind this shit.
Oh, so they just want to milk it. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
100%.
Yeah. Well, so the YouTube.
Yes. So to answer your question, though, Kaya, this team, this guy, in the past, when he's done this, he has actively made it difficult for the law enforcement to arrest the people that he's targeted, according to a couple
made it
articles.
Difficult.
Mm-hmm. Because his investigation was so poorly conducted, and like when he goes to meet with him, he's such a fucking weirdo creep that they can't really do much to sanitize it. Like,
they don't know who the pedophile is. The police are looking at the footage, so they're just confused.
Who are we arresting here?
The police walk in. We're here to arrest
someone. I will take both of you. Fuck it.
Yeah,
dude sucks. The guy fucking sucks. He did a great job with EDP, but the guy fucking sucks.
From what I saw of the interview, because he conducted like a little mini interview with EDP on the scene of the crime. Like he shoved a camera in his face and started asking him questions or whatever. But it was an awful interview.
It was horrible.
He was just saying the same shit over and over again. So he didn't really do a good job with EDP. He just, I guess, I don't know. EDP was just fucking stupid enough to fall for it, I think.
No,
more so.
Like, it's Jackson's underselling it. It is insufferable to listen to this guy. Even while he's doing the interview, EDP is like, you know, if there was a hot 17-year-old, I'd be like, damn, she's fucking hot, but I wouldn't fuck her. And then there's a hot 13-year-old, I wouldn't do it then either. Like, it's he's such a weirdo. Like, he's such a weird, creepy guy. And then he calls the cops. And then EDP gets on his phone to call a friend to get him to pick him up. And he's like, quickly get here. He's calling for backup. Like, it's crazy.
Wait, what? Fucking
what,
they thought he was calling for reinforcements?
Yeah, no, he was going to be like pedophiles grappling down from a helicopter to back EDP up.
He was trying to get the police there like quicker or something by saying like he's calling for backup or some shit. It's nuts.
So he was trying to rush the police.
Yeah.
Okay. How kind of wish I clipped that now. That actually sounds funny.
I'm surprised you haven't responded
listening to this guy though, Kaya, you're gonna fucking hate him. 100%. This guy sucks ass.
It's impossible not to.
Which one do you mean?
The interview guy, Chuck Goldstein, I can't remember his name.
Yeah. I mean, sure.
And obviously, yeah, you're not going to like EDP since he's a fucking pedophile. But I just meant like the actual interview. You're going to hate the guy doing it.
What an accomplishment it would have been if somehow he turned that situation around to be incredibly likable. Like we start rooting for EDP.
Kaya has to choose between his moral dilemma where he either sides with the incredibly likable and charismatic pedophile or the disgusting, viable man trying to catch him.
I don't think that would happen. Even like, I don't know. Even like, take someone super wholesome like Keanu Reeves. Even if he got caught tomorrow on this fucking channel, then like, your likability is gonna plummet immediately.
Yeah,
they're just not. It's you can't. You can't get away with it.
What if he?
Ever.
What if he had to do it to save like lives or something? Like, I'm just trying to think of a situation where it might be acceptable for this to happen.
What is this? Is this a Black Mirror episode where he has to fuck a pig on live TV?
Yeah, he has to fuck children, otherwise like a nuke will go off in the middle of New York City.
Negotiations with North Korea have broken down so much. This is the only way.
Actually, was that a Black Mirror episode? That was was it?
A guy fucking a pig on live television was.
Yeah, that was the very first episode.
Yeah, no, I remember that one. I'm talking about how I thought there was an episode where there was a pedophile that they tried to make likable for half the episode.
It's
and then it's revealed that he's a pedophile.
You're Yeah, they reveal it at the end. It's a kid who gets trolled and has to do a bunch of shit and gets fucking tortured by them. And then at the end, they reveal that he's a pedophile.
Yeah. They make him sympathetic. You're probably
mixing it up, Jackson, because every episode of that fucking TV show is the same. They all blur together. All right, well, that was some interesting drama, I guess. I might look into that after we're done.
I'm shocked. I'm shocked that you managed to avoid it.
I'm shocked that you decided to avoid it as well.
I didn't decide to avoid it. I just don't know the guy, and I didn't care. Like I said, I get sent these fucking Pedophile Hunter YouTube channels like twice a week, and they're all bad and boring. So I just zoned them out, I guess.
But this was an actual case of an actual YouTuber being fucking deplorable on camera. which is pretty. It was honestly another Austin Jones situation. Like we were just talking about Austin Jones last week, and it happened again.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. He sent a picture of his shit to the girl. Like within the first couple of times talking to her, he said like drop the mean ass shit, and then sent a picture of his shit in the toilet to her. It's weird.
That really gets the kids on your side.
Yeah, it's really goofy stuff.
He knows I love shit. What is the thought process there? Why did he show shit?
Because kids like poopy, Jackson. It's funny.
It was really out of nowhere, though. They were literally just talking, and she's like, what are you doing? And he said, drop the mean-ass shit and send a picture.
Maybe he was worried she wouldn't believe him. I swear to God, I was pooping. Look.
That's pretty cool.
So what do you think happens now? What happens to EDP? Do you think he continues being a YouTuber in any capacity?
No. Well, he
never comes back as a YouTuber, but he doesn't go to jail because these things don't usually pan out.
Didn't he delete all of his videos already?
He said he was going to, but I don't think he did.
Yeah.
Oh, he did.
Yeah,
he did.
I remember people were asking me about it, and I had never in my fucking entire wildest dreams heard of this guy, so I went to check his channel to see who he was, and it was just gone. So that's all I know of this.
Wow.
Yeah,
deleting fucking everything.
So he's probably not coming back.
It was so strange. I was doing a little bit of research when the news first dropped into him, just to see what his previous few years have been like, and apparently this happened to him 6 months ago, maybe it was longer, 6 months ago or something. He got accused of doing the same shit. Obviously, kind of like less valid evidence was given for that situation, so people were on the fence about it. And he posted a YouTube video basically just saying, y'all are like dumb motherfuckers if you believe I'd ever be interested in children. Like really, really going in on that angle. Like he made it like a 5-minute video basically just repeating that mantra of you're dumb motherfuckers basically if you believe that I like children. And then 6 months later he's on the scene trying to get some 13-year-old fucking
Speaking of you're a dumb motherfucker thinking I'm a pedophile. You guys remember back when Cuties came out, this one YouTuber gave it an earnest review saying how he was turned on by the children.
Yeah. Is he in jail now?
No. But I do want to, so to refresh people's memories, hang on, let me find that clip. Where the fuck is this guy?
Well, how about before Andrew refreshes our memory on Honey?
Oh, yeah, okay. while you find that clip, I'm going to find a clip of myself reminding everyone that Honey is free, because I can never stop saying that. I will say that until I fucking die. It is one of the most important and crucial pieces of information to Western society. Oh, that the fact that honey is free. Now, some of you out there, maybe, I don't know, cavemen, maybe astronauts that haven't been to Earth in a long time. What else? I don't know. People who intentionally live a retro lifestyle of like the 1950s and 60s, like you limit yourself on technology. Maybe if you found the most comfortable rock to live under, you don't know what honey is. But you do know it's free, so you're going, well, if honey's free, I should get it. I should definitely get it. I like free things. What is it? Well, honey is a little browser extension, and it searches for coupon codes for you to use from over 30,000 stores online. All you have to do is shop on one of your favorite websites, and when you're at checkout, honey will drop down and click, have a little apply coupons code button that you can click. Wait a few seconds, honey searches for coupons for that website, and if it finds a working coupon, you will watch the prices drop on your cart. I save shit with honey literally, I don't know, every few days. usually when I buy stuff. I mean, try it on Amazon. Amazon is the biggest retailer in the world, right? Go to Amazon, try mm-hmm. Honey, and you'll go, oh, wow, look at that. I saved $2. And then like a grumpy little Grinch baby is going to go, well, $2 is nothing. Okay, yeah, if you do that every day, what is that, $60 a month you're saving? That's an entire video game. Come on, it costs nothing. It's free and it's money. Honey could be helping you get free savings, and it's literally free and installs in a few seconds. And by getting it, you'll be doing yourself a solid and supporting this podcast. I'd never recommend something I don't use. Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/official. That's joinhoney.com/official.
Really, when you think about it, like, the rich don't get rich by spending money. So Honey might be the first step in your path to being a millionaire.
I recently bought new computer cables to set up some shit I'm doing. A little bit of that USB-C action. Honey saved me $7.
Nice. Ooh.
Yeah. I don't get the argument of some people where they're like, oh, I'm not going to install this for $7. It adds up, folks. It all adds up. And eventually you'll be making big purchases for absolutely free. Thanks to Honey.
Thank you, Honey. You guys know what else is free?
Yeah.
Embarrassing yourself on the internet.
Yeah.
Not really. But, I mean, to its limits, this man really used his free speech. So for those who don't remember, when Cuties came out, it's Cuties, you know, being the softcore child porn that some French bitch made. And this YouTuber came out with an earnest review. Let's play a little bit of this just to refresh our memories.
Hi, guess what I just
Let
watched.
Me know if you can hear it or not.
Now, it's a solid film. It's a good movie. definitely better than most movies. This
better than most movies, this turd.
Does try to make
it wasn't
you
even a good movie
aroused by 11-year-olds.
What the fuck? Oh, that no, God, Jesus! This video is like cuts off the fucking twerking scene.
I'll say it's not bad.
Sorry
at
about it.
If you are concerned about people treating this as child pornography,
it is.
There are probably thousands of people masturbating to this film.
This guy, I would love for him to review my movie that way.
Not if it has children in it that are like dancing suggestively, and then this is not a good review for a movie. Like, oh, this movie is actually pretty, it's better than most because you can masturbate to the kids.
Let's go. It's not bad.
Spit it out. Say it, you bitch.
Are we live? Just take her art at face value.
Is he drunk?
It's pretty interesting to be forced to do something. It's kind of like The Last of Us 2. It's a great game.
Oh my god.
I don't know if you
okay, he's rambling. Point. Okay, I don't know where in this video, but I don't want to watch the other minute. He at some point he says that he was aroused by the children. Okay, so recently, after everybody fucking made fun of him for being basically a pedophile and admitting that he was turned on by this, he released a music video like a week ago. Here's that.
Is it full of children?
A lot of children ask me
this is
stupid fucking questions. Like if I rape little kids,
or if I believe in it. What the fuck is this?
Well, shit. If you believe that, I'll rape you. Know why? Cause I'm a pedophile! Pedophile!
Wow.
What the fuck?
Goddamn right. I'm a literal pedophile!
Like,
remember, guys, this is just a joke.
Well,
it is an Eminem song parody, but
yeah, it's a parody of Eminem.
So what he tried to do here is he tries to roll with the joke because everybody's calling him a pedophile. And even if I give you the benefit of the doubt and assume the song is a parody, sure. But your review wasn't. That was an earnest review. That wasn't fucking sarcastic. The guy was even in the YouTube comments of that video saying, no, I am literally not trolling you. This is genuinely my review.
Well, he also went on podcasts to try and defend himself as well.
What kind of person do you have to be where if people think that you're a pedophile based on things you've said, your immediate response is, well, what if I make a music video saying that I am?
Well, it wasn't immediate. This is like 8 months in the making. Oh, this guy, he went in on this music video.
This is like 8 months later, 6 or 8 months. And look, on the internet, I think it is a good idea to roll with the jokes people make at your expense. Like if... You know, if fucking Charlie genuinely got upset at people calling him short and making short jokes, then, you know, you've lost a joke now. Then it will go from an inside joke to people actually saying it to you to upset you because they know they control you into anger.
Yeah, they know that, but they know they can weaponize it now.
Right. That's why I'm okay with people calling me fucking autistic, which honest to God, I probably am. But if people are calling you a pedophile, that's like the exception here. You shouldn't roll with that. It's like, yeah, I am. Let's listen to the list. I'm a pedophile.
Are we gonna get DMCA'd by him?
My words are like a zip tie with a plastic end. Tie you to my bed. Whether you're 8, 9, or 10. Prepubescent, toddler, infant, celeste, baby pants, address. Fuck kids, the answer's yes. Heterophobic. Nah, you're just pederophobic. Staring at my hard drive, my collection is growing. That's my motherfucking child porn. You better let go of it.
It belongs in my folder. You'll never get hold of it.
Hey, it's me, Jeffrey Epstein. Everyone respects me. I'm just kidding myself. Get it? Kidding myself.
You're already banned. You should be getting some help. Committed, medicated, or just sitting in jail.
Come on. Relax, guys. I like Shaylin, right, bitch? Give me an amen.
Max, stop!
Rumor has it Mr. Girl has a few abusive habits and I'm late for work because I'm stuck in human traffic. Yeah, I play Smash Brothers. I play Smash Sisters. Smash Daughters and Nieces.
Okay, I like that line.
I've liked a lot of these. I've liked a lot of these lines.
The lyrics are so well made. What the fuck?
Oh, great. Now we're gushing about this.
Yeah, I think we found the first likable pedophile. We were just talking about
Yeah, thanks, Kyle.
Jail's just a place. FBI, the song right here. Yeah, I'm your worst nightmare. They call me school shooter, but not with a gun. I'm gonna find you and then I'm gonna come on. So show me that pay.
Holy shit.
This is kind of awesome. I'm not gonna lie.
So much effort went into this.
Call my right hand the wood chipper.
Quite a bit, apparently.
First name Max, so you look lost. Oh shit, I found you a map. Call me Wreck-It Ralph. I'm sweating while I touch a child. Treasure smile, wet and wild. Yes, I'm vile, bitch. I'm a pedophile. Every time I make it bits, people think it's a sand. It's Dutch. Totally rip a kid. Pedophile! See what you wanna see, what you want me to be. Keep hating, baby, I keep raping these babies.
Oh my god, alright, that's enough, Kaya. That's enough.
Jesus Christ. Right.
Well, that was pretty great, yeah, I'm not gonna lie.
He put a lot of effort into that fucking thing and the lyrics.
There were some genuinely really great lyrics in that.
After hearing, and he was pretty good at rapping too.
He had flow. Like, he was going in.
So after hearing that, can we really say that this man did anything wrong?
Let's give him some credit. I'm gonna be on my deathbed. I'm gonna be like surrounded by my family. I'm gonna be 95 years old, fading away, and I'm gonna look at everyone I know and I'm gonna say, "Do you remember when he said I'm a school shooter but not with a gun? That was fucking amazing." And then I'm gonna die.
Oh my god.
There were some good lines in that. I'm not gonna lie.
So, Kaya, there were no actual accusations about this man. Like he didn't actually fuck children.
No, he hasn't done anything.
He hasn't done
anything to my knowledge. There isn't anything about him. It's just that he openly admitted that he was turned on by a bunch of fucking 10-year-olds' camel toes getting zoomed in by the camera, which, you know, people are going to call you a pedophile for it. And this is not the way to, I don't know. Like I said, this is a parody, clearly. Sure, this is a joke. Okay, fair enough. But your review wasn't. You going on podcasts defending your pedophilia wasn't. Your friends defending you aren't jokes. Like, this guy has his simps on Twitter literally tweeting 50 times a fucking day at different people defending this guy. Saying he's not a pedophile because if you look up the clinical definition of a pedophile, it is someone who has sustained and regular arousal by children. That doesn't describe Mr. Girl because to him it only happened once and they were technically 12, which makes them a phobiophile. It's like, if you're arguing about the difference, like only pedophiles argue semantics about the difference between pedophilia and ephebophilia or whatever the fuck it's called. Like, okay. You know, you're into fucking children at the end of the day here.
Yeah, minor is
if you have to
minor.
Pull out the medical dictionary.
Can we actually confirm that he's not just like a super dedicated troll? Like he's dedicated to that kind of craft, because I'm looking at his videos now. Someone posted like a snapshot of his videos. He's got the I'm a pedophile thing, but then he's also got story time, how I learned to stop hitting women. So I'm starting to think maybe he's just like really dedicated to that kind of attention.
No,
well, his it didn't friends really work, though.
It did. Yeah, I mean, okay, so there's two possibilities here. He is an honest-to-God pedophile, or he is an honest-to-God retard who is okay with being known wildly as a pedophile and does it to himself. I mean, neither are good, but his friends
one to me is better. If he is pretending to be it, and then also, it is better than him actually being a pedophile.
Also, on the argument of it not really working, we're playing his songs on our show, aren't we? That sounds like it's working to me. He's getting attention.
And he did get attention when
he's going to get attention, but it's like,
the first time.
Well, if he was a dedicated troll, if he was a dedicated troll as well, why would he take down the video? He removed it.
I didn't know that's different. But we've talked about this a lot on the podcast.
Why the fuck would he upload this rap? Why would he upload the rap drawing more attention back to him then?
Well, we've talked about this a lot on the podcast. People will do anything for attention, no matter what kind of attention it is. That's what the internet does. People will do anything and stoop to any low to get an audience. It's not a new thing.
Jackson, like I said, I think his plan was to release this, say, hey, see, me calling myself a pedo is just a joke, you guys, and lump in his first review along with the music video and pass them both off as a sarcastic parody or whatever, when, come on, your review was not parody. It doesn't sound like it. And if it was, then you did this to yourself. If there's no doubt and people don't know if you're a pedophile or not, that's on you. No one else. And if you and all of your friends, if you constantly talk about, like, joking about how you guys are pedophiles and how you're turned on by children, I'm going to start to wonder how much truth there is to it. Anyway, so that was a fun update.
The way that he was talking in the video that you played of his review or whatever, it sounded very similar to how Shane Dawson used to make similar jokes. Like, I noticed the cadence and how they were... Yeah, a cadence in how they were both talking, where they're trying to come up with the edgiest shit on the spot, and you can kind of hear the gears in their mind working as they try to come up with that edgy shit. They sounded exactly the same to me. So I am wondering if it is, like, if he genuinely is a pedophile, or if he's just...
Once again, I'm
stupid.
I'm all on the side of edge, but there's certain jokes where if you make them about yourself, it's just an own goal. It's a self goal. You're fucking yourself here. Anyway,
it's just dumb. It's just dumb to do.
One more topic before you ad, or does Andrew want to tell us about something?
Well, you know what else is dumb to do? Not using Sunday on your lawn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Tell me.
Well, I don't even need to tell you anything. Here's the thing. Sunday Lawn Care will make taking care of your lawn easier than ever. Because Sunday will use soil and climate data to create a tailored nutrient plan for it, so you can get all the stuff your lawn needs and nothing it doesn't. Sunday is made with ingredients that you can actually pronounce, like seaweed, iron, and molasses, so you can grow better and feel better about growing. Now, I don't even need to give you a little endorsement on my own, because Charlie, as we know, has a giant lawn that him and his dad take care of like a father and son team, working hard outside, toiling in the sun on it. Charlie, why don't you mention how you use Sunday on your lawn?
I like how it's a giant lawn when it's two patches of grass out front, but yeah, we do use Sunday on it to take care of it.
Your dad is very proud of his lawn.
No. I'm not saying it's a bad. No, I'm not saying it's a bad lawn, but you need to taper expectations. It's actually two patches of grass out front.
And do you not use Sunday on those patches of grass, and also an entire backyard?
Yeah, we use Sunday on it, of course.
Yeah,
and the backyard is not like a front lawn, but yeah, there is a backyard as well.
So my whole point is that Charlie uses Sunday Lawn Care on his backyard and front lawn. That's all.
That is correct.
Thank you. I need you to say in there that you do, because you out of us have a nice lawn. Seeing as I live in an apartment.
Possibly big lawn. I mean, yeah, comparatively to what Andrew has, it is a big lawn, Charlie.
I don't have a lawn, Charlie.
You could take care of your apartment's lawn with Sunday if you wanted to.
I could have a very big lawn. I'd be the best tenant they ever had, yeah. So if you out there have a nice big lawn or two patches of grass, and a lovely dad. You can use Sunday Lawn Care. Sunday will also explain exactly what you're getting and why you're getting it, and everything will be waiting at your door when you need it. Lawn care used to take an entire day. Now it can take less than 15 minutes. Let Sunday take the guesswork out of growing a greener, more beautiful lawn this spring. Get Sunday.com/official to get $20 off of your custom lawn plan at checkout. That's $20 off at GetSunday.com/official.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah, thanks. What was the topic you wanted to sneak in there, Kaya?
Oh, so, you know, I go on Reddit only like maybe once or twice a month now.
Yeah, nice. As we all.
I feel dirty, especially since it's now it has dethroned Discord as the hub where like pedophiles work, basically.
Another pedophile topic. We're really pulling out all the stops on Variety this time, huh?
No, hang on. This one is different. I'm on there. I'm already feeling I'm feeling dirty, right?
Because of the pedophiles.
Yeah, because you're getting all hard wanting to look at these pedophiles like, oh, yeah, it's time.
He was just blasting the pedophile theme song.
Hold up. Don't insult my German bands.
Kai's got like a Batman costume called Pedo Man. He suits up every time, hops on the internet, and he's like, it's time to take them down.
Why would
you
want to be called Pedo Man?
Yeah, cool superhero.
Yeah, that's awful. It's like, you could have picked the Alaskan Avenger as a superhero.
He's going to explain to everyone that he actually fights pedophiles, because every time he announces that he's pedo.
You guys, my name is ironic. I swear.
I actually hate pedophiles.
I get teased by the cops like, ah.
His entire costume is just like a pedo stash that he slaps on his face. He runs around like that.
That's a throwback. You guys remember Pedo Bear? He used to be big on 4chan.
That was a big meme.
Everyone, every time, man, that meme died. That's a shame. I like that thing. Every time somebody posted Lolicon anywhere on the internet, people would post Pedo Bear.
Most people tend to forget that memes inherently were edgy back when they started. That was an entire big selling point of them. Do you remember how common rape jokes were on the internet? Like, this is my rape face. You remember that?
Yeah,
those would get thrown around like fucking candy. Memes were inherently supposed to be like edgy and off kilter. Now they're
also
clean.
Just kind of how society was at that time. Like people would joke about raping each other a lot more back then than they do
people
now.
People threw slurs out all the time. Do you remember one of the most popular memes was N-word stole my bike? You remember that one?
No, you must have
no.
Definitely a different edginess.
YTMND.com was one of the biggest meme websites back in the day, and that was one of their most popular ones. It was a remix of the Punch-Out theme. I might have been the only one who browsed that website a bunch. It spread to Newgrounds. It spread to something awful.
I missed the old internet. It was truly the Wild West. That was fun. I mean, that was a lot of fun.
Not a strong use case what we're currently talking about for why we miss the old internet. But yeah, I guess it was
kind of
cool.
I don't give a shit.
It
was fun for people to just say shit without being scared of having to get canceled 10 years down the line. That was just a good times on fucking 4chan and shit. And now it's just, I don't even know what the fuck they're up to.
Wait, people can still say edgy shit behind anonymous usernames. Like,
but the reaction is different. The reaction's totally different. Back in those times when you said these things, people didn't care. It was like, oh, use the meme. Okay, I'm going to move on with my life. But now if you say, let's say right today I made a meme and I posted like the Germa troll face and I put like, this is my rape face. I'd get 50 comments going, Andrew, you shouldn't make a rape joke like that. That's not okay. Whereas
can we be
old
sure,
internet
can you
didn't
post that
do
to
that.
Your Twitter?
Can test we do it, Andrew.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want to test it. Yeah, I don't want to. That's the point.
I want to stop that like, too. I mean, it's like, I don't know if it was the UK or New Zealand or whatever. They now want to like introduce rules where you have to provide an ID to sign up for social media, like because they don't want anonymous accounts anymore. It's
Facebook's
like, okay,
already
you're just
doing
killing
that,
the internet.
Facebook is starting to require a driver's license or other ID for their accounts to verify that you're a person.
What's wrong with
anyway, my point was I'm scrolling on the fucking front page of Reddit. I'm like boring. Yeah. And then I see XYZ is in a drama with Moist Critical. I'm like, wait a minute. That's Charlie.
Who's XYZ?
Yeah.
He's talking about
I don't know,
XQC.
It's like XQCZD
streamer.
Or something. Oh. Whatever. It's like an unpronounceable hashtag code, like Google password generated name. And I click it, and it's apparently about gambling. So, Charlie, you want to tell us? Talk about it? Is this a topic?
Yeah,
do you care?
Okay. It's not like a big topic, though. It's just one subreddit. It's, I don't know if it's like malicious or not, but so I said, like, the conversation was about, like, the gambling meta, which is going big on Twitch. And the question in the chat before was about, like, sponsored gambling streams where streamers get paid to gamble on their site to promote it. And I'm like, that's a bit fucking iffy, right? So you see, like, a streamer win big and you're, like, an impressionable 15 or 16-year-old, a little dicey there. And XQC thought I was, like, subtweeting about him. And I'm pretty sure he was probably joking, but he responded to it. And he brought up that I've done the Pokemon card and Yu-Gi-Oh card openings, which is gambling, and that's bad. So I can't say that. And then LSF hopped on it really hard. Like, in fact, opening Pokemon and Yu-Gi-Oh cards is the much more dangerous form of gambling. It's significantly worse than using slots, roulette, and all the shit at the casino.
LSF is here. Live stream failed. Yeah, for those of us who are lucky enough not to be enmeshed in Reddit culture.
But first of all, it'd be entirely different because Yu-Gi-Oh and Pokemon cards aren't directly, like, shadow sponsoring your streams either, are they? They're not sending you free cards to open.
Right, but there's such a, even if they were, it's such a big, vast difference.
Yeah, like, but the problem I have with gambling streams is if they're sponsored by the gambling sites themselves. There's that kind of hidden layer to it. Like, wasn't that drama, like, with Team Martin and shit with CSGO?
CSGO, Lotto, and shit like that, yeah.
Yeah, they were like, hey guys, look at this website I found. I just stumbled upon it, and then it turned out that they made the websites.
Yeah, but the big thing there is they never disclosed that those are, like, sponsored things, that they owned that. This, at least with this, they're like, yes, this is a sponsored gambling stream. XQC, which I didn't know, was never sponsored to gamble. He got addicted to gambling for real. So not exactly the same thing. And I was not even talking about him. Just more so the act of being sponsored to gamble to promote it to the audience. And then LSF went wild about, well, this is very hypocritical because you open Yu-Gi-Oh and Pokemon cards, which are arguably more dangerous somehow. Which is such a low IQ take. It has molded me for days to read those things. Stupid. It's fucking crazy. Like, it's literally like, if you smoke weed, you can't call heroin bad because they're both drugs. Like, opening cards is gambling in essence because you pay for something and you don't know exactly what you're going to get. But no one's losing their lives to opening cards, chasing cardboard that you don't even sell. Gambling,
you did come pretty close.
Now, Charlie, you have to remember, though, the group of people that you're getting mad over is a subreddit that's called Livestream Fail, but all they post all day is how much they want to jack off to Ludwig and XQC clips. Like, every single post by them is, oh my god, look at this epic thing XQC did, and it's like, he's playing a racing game, and instead of getting fourth place, he got third. Woohoo!
Twitch culture. What the fuck? I'm going to be honest, Twitch culture is, like, the worst. I hate Twitch culture.
That's pretty much all it is.
Sorry, but I thought that subreddit was about, like, I don't know, streamer accidentally shows himself looking at porn or streamer.
It's supposed to be, Kaya, but the entire subreddit is nothing but circle jerking over popular streamers. That's the entire thing. No one posts anything else except, like, the top 10 streamers.
As soon as Twitch became mainstream.
It's been like that for, like, 3-4 years now, at least.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That sucks.
Do you guys actually like Twitch culture? Like, the actual, I guess, community behind it? Like, it always just seems so sad to me. How personally involved they always get with their personalities and how they always white knight for them and shit.
Jackson, that's not exclusive to Twitch. That's pathetic. Parasocial relationships. That goes to YouTube, that goes to everywhere.
I see it a lot more on Twitch. I see it a lot
it's
more
a lot
on Twitch.
Worse on Twitch.
Because on Twitch
the
you
parasocial
have...
parasocial relationships are huge.
Because it's live.
Yeah, and you have direct access. If I make a YouTube video, and, like, even if I respond to a comment, there's still a delay to it. There's still that barrier of, like, oh, we're talking through comments. But with Twitch, you are live talking to the person right there. It's basically a one-to-one conversation. So it's the same issue, just magnified.
You're talking at them, like.
But then they respond.
Yeah, but they can respond in chat.
Yeah. You can have full conversations with Twitch chat. You really can't do that with YouTube comments in the same way.
That's the only fun part about it, Jackson. Especially for, like, someone tiny like me. It's genuinely fun. It's like a little, you know, cozy hangouts, you know, like a sleepover
I'm not talking about like sub, you know, 200 channels or whatever, like with less than 200 people watching. Yeah, the big ones. Watching.
Okay, I see your point.
I'm talking about the 10,000, like Charlie size channels.
Yeah.
Those communities and those like chats always just seem so fucking, I don't know, like, yeah, like
the even then I'm sure like
parasocial
Charlie,
relationships that are pretty sad to me. I don't know,
they're sad in general.
I mean,
they're
even then I'm
platform.
Sure Charlie notices like you know, the regulars that show up to every stream and such.
Yeah, of course.
But yeah, what bothers me is more Twitch's just two-facedness, because I saw, was it QCD, whatever the fuck his name is, the guy whose name looks like a Bitcoin address, was it him that recently tweeted about how he hates the young girls in the bathtubs shit that's on Twitch apparently?
Everyone's pretty mad about that. Yeah, a lot.
Well,
of
if they're doing gambling streams,
that.
They can't fucking cast judgment on others.
Now, see, that's the one I'll never get. Why even bother watching them on Twitch when porn is just a couple letters away on the keyboard? Just go there.
I genuinely don't care. Like, people are mad at this, and I like to err on the side of less censorship for everyone. In my opinion, let the girls make their money. I don't give a shit. Good for them. Whatever. That's like, I'm not their fucking father. Why do I give a shit? But if Twitch is gonna allow cam whores on their website and gambling on their website, a website where like 13-plus-year-olds can sign up to, then stop banning half the dictionary, right? Let the rest of us fucking chill too. I have to like look over my shoulder to make sure no one hurt me if I say the word incel or simp or whatever the fuck, or virgin or whore. That doesn't make any fucking sense. You can't censor me from saying the word whore when you have whores on your front page. That doesn't make sense. Are you an adult entertainment website where like adults watch and they're not gonna get hurt? You can't pretend to be this like squeaky clean, super wholesome Uvu small bean website while allowing this shit.
I don't think Twitch
allow
knows
all of it,
what
then.
Website they are. I don't know. They don't know what they are. They just make it up as they go, right?
Well, I honestly don't know.
It constantly changes. The identity of the site changes.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's what I think is, with this particular drama that we're talking about, if they're doing gambling streams or whatever, which is fine, I honestly don't give a fuck. Like, I think there's better content, and I think it's a bit irresponsible to directly be showing that to impressionable audiences, but really, honestly, I don't give a fuck. Those children are going to find worse content out there anyway, really. But if you're doing that, I don't think you should be looking down on other people's content on the site either. If chicks want to get in hot tubs or whatever, fuck it. Who cares? Oh, it's just, this all seems so pointless. It seems like high school drama. It's so fucking
pointless.
That's
the entire subreddit.
I know.
100%.
That's what I hate about it. Feels like high school.
It's a very pathetic subreddit. Like, Reddit's a very pathetic place, but livestream fails will always never cease to make me feel embarrassed. It's just
pointless.
That's
what I mean. That's what I don't like that Twitch culture. And I guess,
well, it's not Twitch culture. That's just livestream fails culture.
I think livestream fails culture is like a personification of Twitch culture.
I disagree. It's dominated heavily by the big streamers. Yeah. Like, the big streamers' audience own that subreddit. So XQC, anytime he does anything in a stream, it's on there. If you go to like new on livestream fails right now, I would wager there's no less than 40 XQC clips. And then if it's not XQC clips, it's like maybe Forsen clips, Ludwig clips, and those are really like the big three.
Yeah, Jackson,
the whatever drama.
The subreddit is just a magnification of like the top level Twitch, but a lot of low level Twitch is great. There's tons of small streamers that I watch regularly, and I really like their communities and their stuff. It depends entirely on the specific audience.
I mean,
it's not a Twitch
problem. I already said that. But you find this kind of stuff more regularly on Twitch. That's my, like I said, I'm not talking about the smaller channels. I'm just talking about the larger channels, definitely. Anyway, while I'm looking this up, Andrew, do you want to talk about Rex?
Oh, I absolutely want to talk about Rex. Hey, anyone out there have trouble getting a boner? It's a thing that happens. That's why Rex MD makes getting generic Viagra easy. All done online from the comfort of home and delivered. No office visits, no talking to a receptionist. It's super simple. Right now, sample packs of generic Viagra are available for listeners of the official podcast, and I'll tell you how to get those. But here's how it works. You fill out a quick medical questionnaire on the website, and a doctor reviews your situation, and if appropriate, prescribes you generic Viagra. Then your medication is shipped right to your door with free two-day shipping. Fast, transparent, and affordable, and you can access your RexMD physician at any time if you need them afterwards. RexMD is super easy to use and have helped over 100,000 men get the medication they need. Their chief medical officer, Dr. Tony Papullo, believes so strongly in what they're doing that now he thinks they are getting the generic Viagra quickly and conveniently without the discomforts of going to a doctor's office. Men's health is usually a stigmatized topic. I mean, a lot of us out there, the four of us, we work out, we exercise, and I'll bet you if we got a little cramp, got a little pain, we'd go, nah, fuck, I'm going to push through it. I'm not going to talk about it. Ooh, I'm dying. My insides are boiling right now, but I'm not going to say anything. And I'll bet the same applies to men that are suffering with this issue. You just don't want to talk about it. You go, oh, I'll push through it. Fuck it. I'll ignore it. Well, with this, you can get the help you need in a easy and very discreet way. It's never been easier to take control of your health. Those sample packs of generic Viagra are only available to our listeners that go to rexmd.com/official. That's rexmd.com/official. rexmd.com/official.
It's interesting you talk about, like, whenever us men have injuries or whatever, we don't go to the, you know, doctors or whatever. This week, I fell down the stairs at my house and, like, I shattered my left foot and I couldn't walk on it for 4 days straight. I thought it was honestly, like, broken, but I was just so stubborn. I did not want to go to the doctors or the hospital to get it.
I was actually the same way. I fucked up my tendon a little bit running. And for 2 days, it stung like a bitch. And after talking about it a little bit, my girlfriend was like, okay, if it's not better, you need to go to the doctor. And I was like, nah, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
It'll be fine.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
We wonder why men have lower life expectancy than women. It's like, it's because we don't go to the doctor till the cancer is hanging out of our assholes. Like a beehive.
We'll be the kind where you like sneeze blood and you'll go, all right, I'll think about it.
Maybe. I'll sleep it off. I'm just hungover, babe. I don't need a doctor.
I kept making internal like compromises with myself. I was like, okay, if today it's still sore, I might go get it scanned. And then I was like... At like midnight, I was like, oh, no, I'll wait till tomorrow. And then tomorrow comes around, it's still sore. And I'm like,
and then there's the embarrassment of like, oh God, what if the doctor does a blood test and he realizes I live off of pizza and vodka? That'll be embarrassing. I don't want to subject myself to that.
Oh God, I hate that. I fucking hate when you're going into something mundane, like a doctor's appointment or a dentist appointment, and you go, oh, I hope they think I'm healthy. God, I'm going to the dentist. I hope they think I have good teeth. I think I have good teeth. I hope that they fucking think that. Oh, I hate that. I hate that.
And every time you brush your teeth before, and you floss and you go, and the motherfucker always still finds a way to like find a tiny microscopic crumb of food in your teeth. Like, oh, you need to brush better.
You go to the fucking dentist and you're like, I'm pretty low on plaque. I brush regularly. And then they like start scraping away and you're like, God, they're taking so much. Oh, there's so much on there. No.
They start throwing up directly in your face. It's the most disgusting job they've ever seen.
I hate it. I fucking hate it.
I still have PTSD from the time I went to a dentist in Turkey like years ago to get a filling or something. And he did the anesthesia locally to my jaw. So I'm all like slack jawed and drooling and like pacified lying back on my back. And he pulls up this monitor. He's like, here, don't worry. We're going to entertain you. And he puts up a Madonna concert.
Yeah.
And I can't protest.
That sounds awesome.
I can't protest. I can't even speak. I'm like, it's okay. I don't want to watch it.
Kill me.
He has his hand down my fucking throat like he's fisting my throat. It's like, I'm stuck here watching Madonna. I'm getting traumatized. Stop.
That's fucking awesome. Make I would have loved it.
How did you not get a boner? Madonna's hot.
Was. Is she?
What the fuck are the two of you talking about? She's a skeleton.
Oh, I don't care about her physically. Skin on I don't care about her physically. She's I think her music is catchy. That's all. I like some of her songs.
She had some great songs.
Yeah, Material Girl's an amazing song.
Okay, songs can be good, sure. But first of all, it was a live concert. Live concerts always fucking suck.
especially the videos of live concerts. I don't know why anyone ever buys those. And two, it's still fucking Madonna. I don't want to see this Skeletor creature creep like Gollum twerking in front of me as I'm like already getting my tooth like drilled into.
Yeah, she doesn't look like what I remembered. Never mind.
It's called aging. Yeah. What do you mean she doesn't look like I remember it?
You can age. I don't have a problem with aging, but don't put on a fucking leotard and put your ass in my face. I don't want that. Get out of here. But yeah, that was a crime against humanity.
Oh,
that
I guys, had to guys she's fucking 62 years old. She looks good for 62. You guys are being too mean. She looks perfectly fine for 62 years old.
You know what? I want to see what she looks like now.
She looks fine for being literally elderly.
I don't think she looks hideous.
No, she looks fine.
She's not what I remember.
She could have looked way worse than she does now.
If you're going to show me softcore porn, just show me a young girl, okay? Like, in her 20s. Fucking show me Ariana Grande or something. Not Madonna, if you're going to force it on me. And you're going to prevent me from protesting.
Yeah, she looks very good for her age, yeah. I would say.
I would hope to look that good at 62. Oh, boy. But Kaya, well, speaking of...
be rich.
Speaking of Turkey, I recently have been watching... Oh, boy. A show that talks about like scams and scam artists. And what I found out is wonderful. An interesting one in Turkey where they will. So Turkish rugs are, very common, very prized luxury, very like, oh, a Turkish rug. How fancy. Apparently, the Turkish rug business, obviously, full of scammers. But not only is it full of scam artists who go, yes, the rug is older than it is. Yes, it's made by hand when it's made in a factory. There's an entire business in Turkey where they intentionally age and like fade the rugs and wash them with bleach to make them look older. And it's not just like some scam artists that do it. It's entire companies where their whole business is they take regular ass rugs and like cut tiny holes in them and bleach them in the sun and wash them with detergent. And do like all these things to make it look like they're 50, 100 year old rugs. I found that fucking
fascinating.
They're
called Ottoman rugs. Yeah, I mean, that's just what companies do. You don't have to be a scam artist. I mean, think of the industry of like worn out, faded jeans.
But no.
Cutting holes into them to make them look worn out and shit.
The difference is that in Western culture, if you buy those faded jeans, they're obviously pre-faded. It's like, oh, the factory did that to make them look worn. Okay. But in Turkey, they try to pass it off as genuine. They're like, no, look, this rug, it is 200 years old. It was made by hand when it's just a fucking like 2-year-old rug made in a factory that they covered in like...
So it's a scam.
It dies. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's huge.
Yeah, I'll let you in on a secret that nobody knows, but Turkish people were kind of scoundrels.
You little rapscallions.
You shouldn't really believe our claims when you buy stuff from us. I still remember that one news where like a Turkish company was selling those life vests for migrants that come in on boats or whatever, and they were fake, so a lot of people drowned. That's how it is.
What the fuck is the point in selling a fake life vest?
Because people selling need a life vest.
Yeah, people need life vests, but they're fake.
It's harder to fake a life vest.
No, it's not.
I don't know.
Well, what did they put in there
if they put rocks
you could just
in
put
there.
You could just put styrofoam in there. Like, you could literally just put, like, fucking cardboard from a dumpster in there and it would still work. Like... Holy shit.
Yeah.
Why would you get... that's like less of like a scam and more of them just wanting to kill the people.
It's definitely harder to put like concentrated oxygen in there or whatever.
No, like you could literally just put like anything else.
Yeah,
like
for a moment I was like wondering if I fell for a parody headline, but this is from the BBC. Migrant crisis. Turkey police seize fake life jackets. Police in Turkey say they have confiscated more than 1,000 fake life jackets made for migrants wanting to cross to the Aegean Sea to Greece. Officers raided a workshop in the port of Izmir, where they say they found life jackets stuffed with packaging rather than buoyancy aids.
Yeah, Charlie was right.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if you just stuff it with cardboard, it's not going to work. Cardboard soaks up water.
Wasn't Charlie saying to shove them full of cardboard to make them float?
I meant more styrofoam, but yeah, I feel like even just putting styrofoam, they must have used, like, I don't know, bricks or something in here. Yeah. I have no clue.
Explosives.
live grenades.
That's what we do for a while. Jacket. So we have a national, at least it used to be our national alcoholic beverage, rakı. Which is very nice. It's very sweet tasting. They make it out of grapes and shit. But for a while, we had a fake rakı epidemic in Turkey where they would make this fake alcoholic beverage for just cheaper and shit, and people would go blind from it. It's like scamming people is kind of our national sport. Just what we do. Just last week, I forget the website, but the CEO of a Turkish crypto trading website left the country and he took everyone's $2 billion worth of crypto with him. So now there's an international manhunt for this guy.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That is a rapscallion.
That's insane.
I would double check before I do business with any Turkish people. On that note, please go to patreon.com/theofficialpodcast and pay me.
It's full of scams.
Yeah, we've got all the best scams. You sign up for $5 thinking you're going to get quality bonus episodes, but then it's just more of this shit. Gotcha.
The good shit.
No, on that note, that's why you should go to kraken.com/official instead of whatever bootleg Turkish version they were using.
Not sponsored.
Scary stuff.
I don't care. I still rep them. I like Kraken.
You don't give away the product for free.
I will. I've been using Kraken Fine for Jackson. Like 2 years now. I love them. They're great.
There you go. Thank you, Andrew.
Yeah. Should we do one more?
All right. Yeah, let's do one more.
We can do as many, we can do as many as we
Jackson,
want.
Jackson, you should pull a topic from that questions thread.
No, I've got like a full document here
okay,
of stuff that I've compiled tonight. Did you guys hear about the Florida woman accused of scamming people out of $100,000 for witchcraft services? Speaking of scams, this woman's talented.
Is that a scam, wow, though?
First I've heard of that.
Tell us.
So, police in Florida are looking for a woman accused of scamming local residents out of thousands of dollars by charging them for allegedly bogus spiritual / witchcraft services.
So allegedly bogus.
Yeah. How is this a scam?
Isn't this all of them?
Well, no. Isn't
this all of them?
How is this a scam? Witchcraft is literally just, they just do whatever. There's no set rules for isn't witchcraft.
What were they expecting to happen?
How is illegal?
That's a good question. It doesn't really say here.
How is this different than paying like a hand reader to read your fortune to you? Or like, yes. I don't know, a leader of a certain religion to pray for you, paying tithes. I don't want to go a fedora tipper here, but how is this different than any other superstition? How the fuck do you arrest her?
I don't think, I mean, it might like...
Stealing. I'm reading it. Let me, before we start getting wild accusations, it's mainly stealing. So she said she would do like the readings and say like she sensed the dark presence. And she would tell the victims to return with as much cash as they could get from an ATM, and then she would bless it.
And that wasn't
a good sign. Yeah.
So they, Jesus Christ, this is a RuneScape scam. They would return with the bills so they could bless the money, saying she would make the money double and possibly triple in quantity. But in order to do that, she said she needed to take the money to a temple in Fort Myers and return it to the victim the next day. But obviously she just took the money and didn't bring it back.
That's a literal fucking RuneScape scam. That's funny.
It's a literal RuneScape
scam. It's a real life RuneScape scam. That's fucking fantastic.
She did it stupidly. She was way too explicit about it. Like, I'm going to go here and take her money, this and this much, and bring you exactly this and this much back. That's stupid. Should have just prayed for them.
She managed to scam 10 people out of like $10,000 each. She made a collective total of at least $100,000. Yeah. And she's still on the run.
Wow. One guy took out $29,500 for
her. Oh my God.
Fucking idiot didn't deserve the money.
Holy shit. Put it in Bitcoin. What the fuck are you doing? I can't believe these people still exist in this day and age. People this fucking stupid. It should be like, I mean, shouldn't someone that stupid have like legal guardianship, have a legal guardian to care for their money? You're fucking your own life up. That's how stupid you are.
I mean, this is a new level of stupid. They thought their money was just going to magically double.
I know.
It is like
literally magically too.
The things people do because they're desperate will never cease to be amusing.
He had $30,000. He kind of be
that's how desperate. Yeah.
Well, you're always desperate if you're going to a psychic. Why? Of course he was desperate, Jackson. Even if he had $30,000 to spend, he still wanted to double it and do anything necessary to double it.
I think he was just stupid. I don't think he was
desperate. I don't think you're desperate when you go to a fortune reader. I think a lot of people even do just for shits and giggles, but...
Yeah, but the people who do it for shits and giggles aren't going to...
A lot of them don't believe in it.
They're not going to bring $30,000 to her if they're just doing it for a joke. You're not going to take $30,000 out of your account and give it to someone you don't know unless you're desperate.
Like, yeah, probably.
Desperate or very stupid, I don't know.
It's that probably isn't... both.
Have you guys heard of the Japanese dude who, he's now either arrested or being investigated by the Japanese authorities because he was dating 35 women at the same time, and he gave all 35 of those women a different birthday, so he would get presents year-round.
Oh, that's awesome.
I actually heard about that last night.
That's a great scam.
What's he being arrested for, lying? Like, what's the charge?
I don't know. I don't even know if it's real news. Japanese man arrested 35 girlfriends. Yeah, don't fact check us. Well, this is on RT.com and multiple other mainstream websites, MSN, Malaysia News. Man who had 35 girlfriends and lied about his birthday to receive gifts arrested for suspected fraud in Japan. It is weird. Like how they can just arrest people for, I don't know, just lying, I guess. Or being dicks.
Yeah, I mean, he's just an asshole. I mean, it's not like really criminal. Be like, hey, here's my birthday. You don't have to get me anything, but if you do, it'd be cool. And just say that to 35 people.
I want to know how he got away with... Because as a man, we all know, if you have a girlfriend, you'll find yourself much more often being on the giving end of the deal. You know, you have your anniversaries, your Valentine's Day, you have, like, her birthday. This man had to... Did he not have to celebrate 35 birthdays himself?
Oh, that's a good point.
It seems more counterproductive.
What
do you do on Valentine's Day?
He never claimed he was a good boyfriend.
I guess, but did they just let him get away with that? Like, oh, it's okay, honey. You haven't gotten me anything on Valentine's Day or my birthday 5 years in a row. That's cool.
Yeah. I just don't know how he had the time to do that.
Yeah, it 35. Seems like a really big undertaking.
It's a full-time job at that point.
It really is. Give us one last one, Jackson.
Well, I'm just going to shoot through some of these topics real quick because I compiled a whole bunch of them. Resident Evil Village. Are we excited for it, boys?
Yes.
Yeah, you guys are excited for it. Kai, are you excited for it? I want to hear if Kai is excited about it. Resident Evil Village, yes, no?
Yeah.
Yeah, woo! Good. Well, what do you guys think of the demo situation that actually happened with that? I thought that was really fucking weird. Like, they give you 30... So, their idea of demoing a game is giving it to you for 30 minutes for, like, in a set period of time on a weekend for, like, 3 hours. Like, you have a three-hour window to play the demo, and then when you're actually in the demo, you only have 30 minutes to, like, play the story section of it. So it was like time limits upon time limits. It was really weird.
Yeah, it's really dumb. Really fucking dumb.
Like, yeah. Honestly, fucking stupid, but whatever. I mean, it looks like a fine game. I don't know. I like what they're doing with it.
Looks the same as every other. Looks the same as the previous one.
Yeah, which was good. Biohazard was good.
I mean, it's fine. Like I said, it's just fucking... All I want game companies to do is like... No, I understand it's a good game, just like not 10 hours worth of it, you know, not like 8 hours. It's at some point, even if your game is good, you can't loop it for 200 fucking hours. It's like watching the same good movie at that point on repeat. Like, give me an exit point, right? Give me the option to end the game 2 hours in somehow with an ending that doesn't punish you, that is just as valid as the 8 hour ending.
It's called,
just as an option.
It's called just quit playing the game.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Oh, but then you have a YouTube and he likes the game.
But
he's saying he likes the game
out,
but doesn't want that much time.
I don't want to miss out on the story, okay? Like, Resident Evil 7 was a fine game, but not like 8 hours worth. You spent like the last 3 hours on a fucking ship where it's the same fucking shit. It's the same gray, boring corridors, the same two enemy models chasing you throughout them. It's fine, I'm over it. Give me the rest of the story and wrap it up already. And that's the option that I would like, is give me an early exit.
Then just go to YouTube and watch a story synopsis.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's it. Because I completely disagree. I want more of the game. If I'm having fun, I don't want it to end.
Well, I'm in the middle.
I'm in the middle. Yeah, I'm in the middle.
If a game starts to overstay its welcome, even if it's a good game where you're just doing the same shit ad nauseum, padding time till the ending, I get real fucking bored. But something like It Takes Two, where it's a long game and it never runs out of creativity and it's constantly changing, I love that.
Yeah, and I agree with that.
You still have to play the Don't Nod games.
I know. I'm going to just hop in with True Color. I'm not going to go back. It seems terrible to go back and play the other ones.
You're missing out. Charlie.
I can't.
The first two games are fun. Skip the spin-off games. They're fucking god awful. But the other two are kind of they're fun bad, let's say.
When is Colors coming out?
In September or October or something. Yeah. In a few months.
September.
So you could play like one a month as hype build up.
I don't know about that.
Don't. No, for real. As an expert, Charlie, let me give you that advice. Life is Strange 1, 2, and Before the Storm. Those are the ones you play. Skip Tell Me Why and skip Twin Mirror. They are so fucking bad. And Tell Me Why, that's the one where the superpower is misremembering stuff. You have to solve these 1 hour long puzzles where you have to go through a fucking book. You have to read. You have to read a book to solve the puzzles, and then your reward for solving the puzzles is more pages of bad lore that you have to read. They were so proud of their writing that the reward for solving puzzles is more lore.
It's pretty good. I mean, that sounds... You're selling me on it pretty hard. I'll think about it.
I'll watch you play it if you want. If you want to play it, I'll even buy you the fucking game, buddy. I don't watch Let's Plays, I don't watch any other Twitch streamers, I don't give a shit, except for Life is Strange. Periodically, once or twice a year, I will go through YouTube and I will go through Twitch, and I will watch people play Life is Strange. Because I feel a cosmic bond with these people going through that experience for the first time, where I identify with them to such a degree where, like, I can tell they fucking hate the game, but they're only putting themselves through it for the benefit of their audience, which is a bunch of sadists who like seeing their favorite guy suffer. Those games are... I don't know. I don't know who runs
Some people
Don't
must
Not.
Like
it, it's
them.
The French.
Some people must like them. They're successful.
They are extremely well rated. That's what I don't get. If you look at the Tell Me Why Steam page, it's overwhelmingly positive, or at least very positive or something. Tens of thousands of 12-year-olds play that game and they think, yeah, this is good. This is good writing. This is good writing when the superpower is misremembering shit. And then, like, your character has a meltdown because she got misgendered or he or whatever the fuck. It's like, no, this is awful. This is god awful, but it's entertaining. At least the Life is Strange ones are. The spin-offs aren't, like I said.
Alrighty. Final two pieces of news before we wrap up. It looks like Call of Duty is going to skip a year this year because of COVID. It looks like this will be the first year in like 12 years since there's been a Call of Duty game. And it looks like the developer behind that, you guys know Sledgehammer Games, right? Mm-hmm. Charlie, Andrew?
Yeah.
They did World War II.
I think. Also Modern Warfare 3.
Yeah. Wait, what? No, Infinity War did Modern Warfare 3.
Sledgehammer and Infinity War did it together.
Oh, did they? Anyway, they're like they're one of the three studios that works on Call of Duty. It looks like they're being executed by Activision possibly this year because they failed to put out a Call of Duty on time. Jeez. Like six different times.
Why couldn't they have skipped
rest in peace, Sledgehammer?
Why couldn't they have skipped Cold War instead? Everything would have been fine.
But they don't want to skip. That's the point. No. If you skip, you get killed.
I guess.
And that's what's going to happen to Sledgehammer, I guess. So this year's Call of Duty product is probably just going to be a Warzone map, apparently. I don't know.
That's already out, though. That came out a couple days ago.
Well, there'll probably be a new one towards the end of the year. I'm not sure. That's just what the rumors are at the moment. And then my final piece of news for this week is friend of the show. Well, not really. Not at all, actually. But Riley Reid is getting married. So a friendly congratulations to Riley
Reid.
Friend
how?
her and Charlie had a bit of beef a while back. So
because she wouldn't come on the show? What is the beef?
No. Because I made fun of her rap and then I made fun of her
You made fun
art.
Of her asshole.
And her crayon drawings.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she's getting married. So a friendly congratulations from the official podcast to her and her boyfriend. The tweet that she made about it, it's just all the comments are just hardcore pornography of her. So that's always a nice thing to see. That's it. That's it from us for this week. Thank you very much for listening to us and lending us your ears. We got a Patreon.
Wait, Jackson,
patreon.com/theofficialpodcast. Don't interrupt me. patreon.com/theofficialpodcast. If you want bonus episodes, bonus content, head over there. Leave us comments. There's a lot of stuff over there. Go check it out. Kaya.
Don't interrupt me, motherfucker.
I didn't.
Also, please leave us a 5-star review, please. It's very nice. It helps us a lot. I like this one. It says, Andrew, you're getting called out here.
Ooh,
this
I am?
Is this is a comment by, it's a 5-star review, so it's still good. But Speaking With Privilege says, Andrew is a furry. I remember back in a very early episode, probably episode 2 or 5, that Andrew admitted to getting furry porn drawn of him. So case solved. P.S. Love you guys. Heart emoji.
Interesting.
All
Andrew.
Of us have had that. Remember when they drew us as furries?
Yeah, it was a team thing. Yeah. I don't know why they singled me.
Why did they single me? That wasn't porn, though.
Oh, okay. Wait,
you really
it?
Enjoyed it.
Did
they? No, it was just like a group furry shot, I think.
I have no clue.
Yeah, it was just us in arm in arm. We were birds, I think. We weren't even furry.
There was a couple. I remember there was one where Charlie was a penguin because of Penguin Zero. You remember?
I don't remember that one. I don't, but that sounds cute.
Yeah.
Oh well.
I don't know why he singled me out. Maybe there was a story or a joke from a previous episode I'm not remembering, but
either way, feel free to single us all out. Give us 5-star reviews. Thank you. And make Among Us jokes if you feel like it. I don't give a shit. Just make it a 5-star. Thank you.
Thank you. You'll make Kyle very happy.
Thank you for the 5-star review, regardless.
Yeah. Thanks.
Yes.
All right.
Bye, everyone. Thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye, everyone. Bye.